Could you ever give some food to a horse and it might cause him to get... I guess if a horse ate the wrong thing and then drank some water, could that injure him in any way?
Well, now, they are like people. Mm-hmm. Some horses can eat, and mules the same way, mm-hmm. can eat and drink just as much as they want, and you won't never know it. Mm-hmm. Some of them will overeat. Mm-hmm. Their stomach, I reckon their stomach's like human was. Mm-hmm. Some of them won't take it like others. Mm-hmm. He can overdrink. Now you can, I'll tell you what you can do. Mm-hmm. Now you can let him do without salt too long and let him get to where there's plenty of it. Mm-hmm. He'll kill himself drinking water. I'm talking about he can kill himself at it. Mm-hmm. Cause he'll just drink till just more than he can take. Mm-hmm. Cows, I've seen cows do the same thing. That's the reason they put a lot of, they put a lot of salt. You don't never have to put out salt like you used to. Mm-hmm. And you used to put it in a rock salt. Mm-hmm. He could go out there and he could lick it a half a day and then not get too much. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. But if you'd put to know where he could eat it, it'd even have to kill him.
Yeah.
And that would cause him to drink too much water and so on like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And some of them it takes more salt for, some of them it takes less. Mm-hmm. But some of them, if they can get to it, then you have to watch these things. Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm telling you, is the experience. I'm telling you, I ain't telling you about what I've heard, I'm telling you what I have seen. I didn't know it. See, my brother down here, he run a dairy. Mm-hmm. And my son-in-law had a fine bunch of cows here. And I didn't know what had happened. Mm-hmm. I seen one out there just a staggering and a falling, and he looked like he was fit to bust. Mm-hmm. And he had just bought, they were thoroughbreds, but he bought them. They were all raised and stuff, but the man had got overstocked and he bought a bunch of bulls. Mm. Bull calves, the bull yearlings, and he castrated them and brought them in. Well, I just run to the phone and called him. And I says, Hubbard, I says, you better get over here and get a doctor. I says, one of these finest steers out here is down. I see he's staggering, he's falling all over that place. That's falling hard enough to bust yourself wide open. I said, swelled. Mm-hmm. Well, before Hubbard could get here, mm-hmm. About the time I laid the phone down, Brother Cecil come walking up. He says, hey, you see, he'd been experienced. Now, that's what shows you what experience is. Mm-hmm. He said, ain't that cow had some salt, too much salt? Mm-hmm. I said, don't know. Well, he says, see, he run a dairy. He was up in Wisconsin, and he run a big dairy. And, mm-hmm. Well, he knowed cows. Mm-hmm. Well, see, I'd have known if I had known, but I never thought. See, that cow looks to me like it had too much salt and it busted open with water. So he just got so much water, he can't tote it. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I run back to the phone and called him. I said, hey, if you give these cows the salt, say, yeah, I'll put that trough full over there. Mm-hmm. Well, I said, Cecil just come by and told me that's what had happened. Mm-hmm. And well, he said, how is he doing? And I said, Cecil said that if he didn't kill himself falling, mm-hmm. bust something loose in him. Mm-hmm. Said he'd be all right directly in a little while. Mm-hmm. Well, he said, how is he doing now? I said, he's up staggering down the lane going towards pasture. Mm-hmm. So he come on over here. Mm-hmm. I was so the cow was all right, just quick as that water could kind of pass over, don't you see? Mm-hmm. But he come dang, yeah, and had there been enough salt, the water hadn't give out, he'd have, mm-hmm. he'd killed himself. Mm-hmm. So that's what you was asking about, could he eat too much of this or that, or the other, that's the reason I was mm-hmm. bringing that in.